It says Roosevelt Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting July 2nd, 2025, 4:30. Guess it's working.
Okay, we got it working?
I think so.
All righty. Well, welcome everybody. Glad to have Nancy here in the audience again as well.
We need her on our board.
Yeah, we do.
What do you think I'm working toward?
keep going that direction, Harold. All righty. Well, thank you again, Margaret, for setting this up. And we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We'll start with you, Harold, down that line.
Harold Hamm, present.
Lynn Snow, present.
Bo Hancock, present.
Joshua Bay, present.
All right. We'll let the record reflect. We do have a quorum present. Absent is Commissioner Rebecca Pittman, but we can go ahead and conduct business. Item number two, is there any need for a public hearing?
No.
Okay. And then we'll skip down to item number four, approval of the May 8th, 2025 meeting minutes. Has everybody received a draft of that? And if so, do you have any corrections? And
Only thing I have is Nancy's name is we need to change the spelling of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How important is that? What is spelling? B-O-E-N-D-E-R.
Okay.
Not really mine.
I mean, you know, if we didn't correct that, you know, the word will stop.
Okay, we'll note that correction. And any others? If not, we'll go ahead and approve the meeting minutes.
I move approval.
Okay.
Second it.
All right, we have a first by Lynn, we have a second by Harold. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Item number five, we have the approval of expenditures for April 2025 and May 2025. Has everybody received those? And
yep.
Lynn, do you have any questions?
Oh, I looked through there. I had a couple of questions on, you know, just what on these couple of these programs. There was a real big difference in a couple of months, but I mean this last month. But the Crown at Cottonwood Creek, the expenses went from about $2,000 to $7,300. Was that the audit, or what was that? It's just the total expenses for for April. When it was April was 1810, and then May is 7,380.
If I may not, real quick, can I take? Yeah. So May, some of the extra expenses was so we had a tenant move out that we gave her back her security deposit and all of her tenant reserves. So that was $2,290. We did a few repairs on the unit for $200. And then we had the excess cash flow. That's when there's extra money in the program that we have to divide up between Utah Housing Corporation, Roosevelt Housing Authority, and American Express. So
do you classify her refund of her deposit as an expense?
That comes out of the security deposit, so it might not be reflected on that particular sheet. But that was an added expense out of the security deposit account. And then we had our audit in May for $2,900.
And then that was the Crown at Cottonwood Creek, and then the Crown at King's Peak went from about $1,400 to $4,200.
Yeah, that was also, we had the audit for that one, which was also $2,900. We had, we got a reimbursement for the escrow on that month, so there was, let's see, that was $455 that I cut all the book.
It's hard to pick out what those, where those expenses are going to be classified from the checklist, but when you get to that,
yeah,
when you get to that summary, what you can see.
That also reminds me, we had a couple of questions from the previous meeting. Does anybody recall what those were?
That was on the voucher program, and it was, I believe it was these, it was probably from the last one, so I don't even have it. It was from, it was these totals, and these are actually what we pay in people's rent, so if that goes up, that means we're paying more in in rent for tenants.
Okay.
And so, like, if somebody moves off the program, that can go down a little.
Thank you. Yeah. That is a good question on the security deposits, the refund of that. Where would that be best categorized?
That shouldn't be in the expenses. I don't know what makes up this $7,000, but that shouldn't be in there.
Okay, I'll look through that and see if that actually got put in there by accident.
Okay. Good questions, Lynn. Margaret, do you have any questions on the clarification that we're looking for in that $7,380?
No, I will go back and look and see if that security deposit amount got put in there.
Okay. That would be great. So we'll make a note for the next meeting to double check that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other from any other commissioners, any questions? Anything that you've noticed that you need an explanation on? Okay.
Other than that.
If not, we'll move to approve the expenses for April 2025 and May 2025, with also the understanding that we'll get further explanation on that at the next meeting.
So I'll move.
Okay, we have a first by Lynn, second by Harold. Josh, you got to be a little quicker on the update. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, the ayes have it. Motion carries. Okay, we have item number 6. This is the formal actions of the salary review for 2025 COLA.
Yeah, we were talking in January that there might be a COLA increase in July, and you just said to mention it again, see if there was for the city people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask Josh, if there's anything of that nature that you want to bring up.
So the city approved a 2% COLA this
2%.
Year.
Okay. And that will be reflected for Margaret?
Or do we need to approve that? For that?
I think we do need to have a motion to approve that, the 2% COLA, and then probably when it takes effect.
I'd make a motion that we do a 2% COLA for Margaret starting on July 1st, 2025.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The ayes have it. Motion carries. Just to be clear on the record, that was Josh Bake that made the motion, and second was by Lynn Snow. Item number 7, before we formally started the meeting, I think we briefly discussed the Meadowlark Ribbon Cutting Open House.
Yep.
Would you like to state the date and the time for that?
Yeah, so it'll be July 9th at 10:30 out at the properties. The address is on that.
Just in the yard there?
Yeah, but just probably out front. And then we'll just open the houses up and let whoever wants to come through.
Very good. And are those homes already?
Three of them. Three of the six. We've got approved applicants. You had them here earlier, but they're still looking for the three applicants
three
for the other six, or the other three of the six. So half of them have someone. And we talked about, it's good for these guys to know, but so their rent is going to be about?
About $1,300 a month.
And then they'll pay the utilities. And they rent it for 15 years, and then they can purchase it.
For the remainder of the construction loan, and we'll be paying.
But the loan will be paying down, so it's like kind of like they were purchased it, because the loan will be going down during that 15 years, and then they'll be able to buy it.
That's an excellent program.
Yeah.
Something to be utilized.
Do they pay the taxes? Is that in the loan?
Yeah, we'll pay all the escrow and all the insurance, all that type of stuff, and then they'll just pay it off when they get done.
Yeah, they'll pay the $1,300.
So what happens if after 4 years
they move out or leave the town or something?
Well, yeah, You know, and when you get to my age, you think of dying.
That would be leaving town.
It might not
big
be.
Town, big town.
Might just move to 8
yeah,
South.
Just move down to 8 South.
If the wage earner, primary wage earner, is doing that passes, what happens then? Does that
if it's like a family and maybe the main person moves out, like the breadwinner leaves, then the other people have the option to, if they can still continue to pay the rent, they can stay in there. If for some reason somebody moved out before the 15 years is over, we just move somebody else in and they keep paying. And then at the very end, they would have to pay back a little more than
then if they then as if had it the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense, kind of like a little bit of a balloon at the end of it. Yeah.
Well, I guess let me rephrase that. So if they sell it, like, okay, so if somebody only stays in there 10 years and at the end of the 15 years they sell it right away, then they have to give back a bigger portion to Utah Housing Corporation. But if they continue to stay there for another 5 years, so they've extended to their 15 years, then they get all that equity for themselves.
Okay.
If they sell it.
Yeah, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really good. You got 3 out of the 6.
Yeah, it's good program.
And how many applicants did you have?
I had 17, and then I had quite a few people that didn't even show up for their appointments. I had some that were over income. That was a big rejection on a lot of people. And then we had some people that we don't allow pets. They wanted their pets, and so they kind of
Roughly, I mean, it's probably based on family size and so forth, but what's the income roughly?
Let me show you the income limits.
And while you're grabbing that, Nancy, do you have any comments from the public? Or any?
It's just one house going to be open for the public.
I'm going to open them all. So we should be able to have different floor plans.
Different floor plans?
Yeah, there's two houses on each that are duplicates that are just flipped, so that's our income limits for the household sizes.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see the one that has a round window in the
Yeah, it's in the bathroom. Come on over.
With this success, is there another group?
Still pretty good, you know.
Being considered, or do we have to wait in a rotation for other cities around?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, because Cindy got it all started, but I know you have to like apply for the loans, and it is a little bit of a process to get it started. But we have 3 programs right now, so.
Do you want to see this?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of you have to get people that's income is over or under the limit, but enough that they can pay the rent and afford all the utilities and stuff, so it's kind of
narrow
line there.
Well, hopefully we can get those other 3.
Yeah, I've opened the applications back up and gotten probably about 6 in already, so I'm going to interview on the 9th, I think,
So does it have to be local people or
no,
county?
No, just anybody that can pass all the... We check credit, criminal, rental history. We do an inspection of their current living conditions to make sure they're going to keep it nice, and mostly you have to be under the income limit.
I don't remember the exact year, but should have been close to about 1990 when we first did the first Crown Homes in Roosevelt. First ones in the state.
Wow.
From the city's perspective, Josh, are you seeing much population movement at this, in and out of the city right now? Or
there's a decent amount of development, not a lot right now.
Not a lot.
Yeah, a lot of talk and...
Yeah, well, hopefully the railway will get underway. And
yeah, I was going to say, you hear that in and out of the railroad yet. I guess it's a go now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
according to the Supreme Court.
Except the only thing we lack is the money.
Oh, what a school.
Have you heard that the investors are backing out of it a little bit?
Well.
I've heard that they were still on board, but.
I don't know where that's at. I mean, he lives in Maine now, but I keep in touch with Mark Eccles, who used to be really involved in the thing, and
I remember him. Well, good. Well, congratulations, and I hope that we can all make it to the ribbon cutting sort of
ceremony. They're nice looking from the front to drive by.
Yeah, I'll have to come in and see. They're really cute houses. Huh?
I'll put it on the calendar, try to book you down there in between meetings, I'm sure. The other piece on item 7 was the Meadowlark Acres application second review.
Yeah, so I just needed some signatures, and Helen and Lynn
took care of that,
for us, so we're good on that.
Okay.
And that was just to approve the 3 applicants that I have for moving.
Okay. Very good. Thank you guys for being present and available for that. Appreciate it. Item number 8, does anybody have any need to move into a closed session?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it. I do hope everyone has a safe and fun 4th of July. We'll, like I said, we'll be up at the Neola Parade and probably down the Roosevelt one and the Vernal one as well. We'll get them all. But
is there a Roosevelt one?
I don't know. Is there one?
Not a parade.
I don't think so.
No.
Thank goodness.
But
thank
there are
you,
a lot of events.
Yeah. Well, with that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. Oh, Josh second.
I'm giving it to Josh. I'm giving it to Josh this time.
Yeah,
so we have a first by Harold. We have a second by Josh. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it. We are adjourned. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Margaret.